Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. On May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, where Our Lady conveyed the message that at this time in world history, God wishes to save the world through devotion or consecration to her Immaculate Heart. Therefore, for the next 33 days, we will prepare to consecrate ourselves to the Heart of Mary on May 13th. To do this, we will begin with a short series to help you understand consecration to Mary and the profound relationship between the Holy Spirit and Our Lady, because the more you turn to Mary, you are turning to the Holy Spirit. And then, because St. Louis de Montfort suggested a 33-day preparation to grow in knowledge of God and Our Lady and virtue, we will have a series on the virtues. That will lead us to May 13th to fulfill the requests of God and Our Lady to consecrate ourselves to her Immaculate Heart. When Jesus hung there on the cross, he only spoke 7 times. He was dying of asphyxiation. Every breath was torture, and he wasn't going to waste it. But one of the times he spoke to Our Lady and St. John, who is only described as the disciple Jesus loved. Our dying Lord gathered a breath, turned to his mother, and said, "Woman, behold your son." Then he turned to St. John and said, "Behold your mother." What happened there? Why did Jesus say that? And what did he mean by it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's a common misconception to think that Jesus was simply making practical arrangements to be sure Mary was taken care of after he died. Every man wants to make sure the family members who depend on him will be provided for if he dies. Could that be simply what Jesus was doing? No, definitely not. Jesus wasn't so much entrusting Mary to the beloved disciples' care. He was, in fact, entrusting the beloved disciple to her care. And in that act, he was entrusting all of us into the care of his mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's important to remember that Mary wasn't materially dependent on Jesus at the time of his arrest and crucifixion. Remember, Jesus had been gone from home for 3 years. He hadn't been supporting Mary for a long time. So whatever Mary's practical situation was, it had been her practical situation for some time, and there was no reason it couldn't continue. Also, Mary already had family support. In fact, Mary, the wife of Clopas, who was the sister-in-law of Mary, the mother of Jesus, was right there at the cross at that very moment. Likewise, John didn't need a natural mother. In fact, we are also told that his mother was right there at the cross. So in terms of practical family support, both Mary and John had that already from other people who were right there. Finally, notice that Jesus speaks to Mary first. If he was giving John a new responsibility, he would have said to John, "John, I need you to take care of my mother when I'm gone." And then he would have turned and said, "Mother, he'll take care of you." But instead, Jesus spoke first to Mary because she was the one he was giving the new responsibility to. She was the one who would take care of John. Plus, he called her woman. This is significant because this is the title, the designation that God gave to the woman who would cooperate with the Redeemer to crush the head of Satan in Genesis chapter 3. Jesus called her woman at the cross. The woman put in enmity with the serpent, the woman of Cana, who he prophesied would be with him in this moment. She was the woman who had cooperated with him in his mission of saving the world. And from now on, her cooperation in salvation meant being the mother to all his beloved disciples for all time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Jesus gave Mary as mother to John, he was giving her to all his beloved disciples. As Pope Leo XIII said, the Church has always understood that in the person of John, Jesus designated the entire human race. And how did John respond to Jesus' direction to take Mary as his mother? Well, the very next passage tells us. Immediately after Jesus' words to Our Lady and John, the Gospel says, and from that hour the disciple took her into his home. Now, when someone comes into your home to stay, it means they are part of your everyday life. And this is what we're supposed to do with Mary. We are supposed to welcome her into our home to make her part of our everyday life. She's not a passing guest. She's not a stranger. She's someone we greet every day, someone whose presence we're aware of continually, someone we show our love for all the time. And when someone is in our home to stay, it means we've put our house at their disposal, that we have nothing withheld from them. We sometimes say, my house is your house. Well, when we talk about consecration to Mary, it just means accepting her as mother the way John did and taking her into our house. Saying to Mary, my house is your house, which means my life is your life. And when Mary comes to stay with us, when our house becomes her house, she'll make it a holy house. And when our life is put at her disposal, well, she will make it a holy life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We've heard the story of Calvary so often, we can forget what a strange story it is. But by focusing in on Mary at the foot of the cross, that can help us remember how beautifully unexpected God's plan is. So remember this. We are responsible for Christ's murder. It was our sins. That's why the church reminds us that we are, all of us, the authors of Christ's passion. That's why we said on Good Friday, crucify him. But it's also Christ's death on the cross that reunites us to God the Father, which means that at the very moment when we are killing his son, we become God's children again. Jesus, in dying at our hands, gives us his father to be our father. So too, and even more explicitly, at the cross, while he is dying at our hands, Jesus gives us his mother to be our mother. At the very moment when we are killing her only son, Mary accepts us as her children. What a strange and beautiful story of love and forgiveness this is. When we call Mary our mother, let's not forget her love for us. Let's not forget what we cost her to become our mother. And let's give ourselves without reservation to this perfect woman who didn't even hold back her perfect beloved son so that we could be saved. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is not new information for you, but what were you reflecting on during this meditation, or what surprised you or didn't surprise you?
It's a good way to ask that question. I think my thoughts were much more abstract, but in a good way, especially on that point about, well, I wouldn't know how to summarize it, but my thoughts were thinking of Mary, like living your life with Mary, the same way you would live almost with a house guest, the way that it is their house, is their home. This is, you're part of their life now, which isn't so much a solid, definable resolution, but just awareness of presence and how you go about your day.
I'm always amazed how you have this uncanny ability to key on the most important thing. The presence of Mary, the awareness of the presence of Mary. I had the great privilege of studying under Father René Laurentin, who was arguably the best theologian on Mary, and especially the best theologian on the relationship of Mary to the Holy Spirit. He wrote this phenomenal book in 1950.
Wow.
And he was still working on this subject between 2000 and 2010. So imagine 60 years of one of the greatest minds working on this. And he knew the whole 2,000-year history of this. And at the toward the end of his life, the culmination of all his prayer and research and writing was the presence of Mary. That what we have to do is cultivate an awareness of her presence in our life and then live in relationship with her.
That seems pretty simple.
But I don't think many people think or live this way. It's very simple, but I don't think many people do it.
I mean, it's very similar to many people's relationship with their actual mother. It's a very simple relationship, but we tend to take that sort of thing for granted.
Not only that, but we, rightly so, like Scripture says, a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and they shall become one. We grow up with the idea that we're going to become independent of our mothers, and then we never need them again. But it's just the opposite with Mary. We have to grow up to be dependent on her. And Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom.
Very, very well wrapped up there.
But whose little child should we become? This is the defining idea of my life.
Wow.
The presence of Mary.
I did notice you were becoming very childlike.
Immature,
you're doing very well.
Immature, childlike. But this is in fact, the last book that Laurentin wrote on Mary was called The Presence of Mary. This is what I try to cultivate and live. So maybe to round out this conversation, how do you cultivate the presence of Our Lady and awareness of her presence?
An awareness. This always comes back to just the very difficult Catholic challenge of forgetfulness.
Okay, but we've been talking about these things that we always forget that we should remember.
This is a word that's been on my mind a lot, just recollection. We don't live our life very recollected. So if you can start there.
What do you think recollected means?
In a way, I'd say aware. And I'm specifically using it. Recollected, aware of the spiritual life and God's presence.
Very good.
How would you define recollection?
So I think that's a very good description. Recollected is to be aware of the presence of God, but also the presence of Mary, of your guardian angel, Saint Joseph. Aware of the spiritual reality. That's recollected.
I think a good start is always just finding little places to stop and pray throughout your day. We both, when we get in our car, pray immediately, which scares my friends to death because they see me get in the front seat, do the sign of the cross, I hit the gas. That freaks a lot of people out. I've had a lot of people go, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just always do this. But finding little beats, it's like, I've seen this in a lot of Russian novels. There's an old Russian tradition of before you leave on a journey, you have to take all of your suitcases, all your bags, and just sit down and stop for a second and then go.
Oh.
They just take a moment to stop before they leave and they sit on their suitcases. But to do that before we do a lot of things, before you go into something, asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, for the guidance of our mother, just a little pause before we do anything is really good.
That's excellent. Also, I find it very helpful. Every time you see an image, a medal, a statue, a picture.
Yeah, you see that all the time driving around. You just see little statues of Mary.
Yeah, that every time you see an image of her, talk to her. Because if you saw your mother, wouldn't you say something?
My mom's always so sad because I come into the house and I say hi to the dog. And she says, I'm here too.
Yeah, every time you see an image, remember, she's with you. Talk to her. Mm-hmm. Just talk with her. That's all we have to do. Well, thank you for your uncanny ability to key in right on the most essential.
Thank you for your uncanny timing with fantastic meditations.
Like Our Lady said, the Almighty has done great things for us, and holy is His name. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.